जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम चौथा स्कंद फोर्थ कैंटो 27 चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 16 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी स सप्तभिशतेरेको विंशत्या च शतम् समा पुरंजनो पुराध्यक्षो गंधर्वयु युयुदते बलाई स सप्तभिशतेरेको विंशत्या च शतम् समः पुरंजन पुराध्यक्षो गंधर्वै युयुधे बलि स सप्तभिशतेरेको विंशत्या च शतम् समः पुरंजन पुराध्यक्षो गंधर्वै युयुधे बलि धर्वै युयुधे बलि त्याच सतम समा पुरंजन पुराध्यक्षो गंधर्वै युयुधे बलि स सप्तभिर्शतेरेको विंशं त्यांच शतम् समा पुरंजन पुराध्यक्षो गंधर्वै युयुधे बलि वट वट मीनिंग सह ही सप्तभि विथ सेवन शते हंड्रेड एक अलोन विंशत्या विथ ट्वेंटी च ऑल्सो शतम हंड्रेड समह इयर्स पुरंजना ऑफ किंग पुरंजना पुराध्यक्ष सुपरिटेंडेंट ऑफ द सिटी गंधर्वै विद द गंधर्वास युयुधे फॉट बली वेरी वैलियंट. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद. श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. ट्रांसलेशन. द फाइव हुडेड सर्पेंट द सुप्रिटेंडेंट एंड द प्रोटेक्टर ऑफ द सिटी ऑफ द किंग पुरंजन फॉट विद द गंधर्वास फॉर 100 ईयर्स. ही फॉट अलोन विथ ऑल ऑफ देम ऑल्दो दे नंबर्ड 720. पर्पट. द 360 डेज and 360 nights combined to become the 720 soldiers of the Chand Vega time. One has to fight these soldiers throughout one's lifespan, beginning with birth and ending with death. This fight is called the struggle for existence. Despite this struggle, however, the living entity does not die. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 2.20, the living entity is eternal. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuya ajo nitya shashvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. For the soul there is never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, undying and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. Actually, the living entity does not take birth nor does he die, but he has to fight with the stringent laws of material nature and true material nature throughout the entire span of lifetime. He must also face different kinds of miserable conditions. Despite all this, the living entity, due to illusion, thinks that he is well situated in the sense gratification. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिषेन्मा. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातं मम वंदे श्री गुरु दीन तारणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्य शिवं. सो दिस Puranjan Upakhyan is going on still. It's like last 6 months or more than that, it is still going on. And it's like a very vivid description by many speakers. So I seek the blessings from all the Vaishnavas. Whatever I speak, I can follow and try to imbibe in my life. It's not just like the speaking, but it has to be followed. So I am unworthy to sit here, but still as a service I would like to do, and I expect something from you, that you please bless me whatever the small amount I can just advance day by day. So here the Puranjan is like, it is the allegory has been mentioned by the Narad Muni to the Prachinibhari, and Prachinibhari is not a passionate person, is not ignorant person, he is like in a mode of goodness, he was there, but still is like to explain and to push that person to more advancement. The Narad Muni is mentioning about the allegory. Here the Puranjan is like representing the condition man, and Panchala, the city of the Puranjan is a Panchala, is a body of 5 senses. And the 9 gates are when compared as this 9 holes of the body. and attractive wife is one's intelligence. And Puranjan was having 1,100 sons and 110 daughters. It's like whole the thing was all pervading his whole Samrajya was with his own family only. Like the whole thing was his only. And it's like it's a short story or the film, wherever the film is there, the king is there, the queen is there, then the whole family is there. But to have some twist in this story, then the Chandavega is there. The Chandavega is the time. It's the whole thing is there. It's like everything is going on nicely. Then how we can understand? It is like the film becomes very attractive when somebody is there who is disturbing that film. So the Chandavega is like the, as the name says, that the Vega is like is having the speed. The Chandavega is compared as a time. So in this world, everybody is trying to, it's like this material whole advancement of this whole material creation, and the modern scientists are saying about that advancement is what? So whole advancement of this material world is on the factor of the time and energy. Save your time and energy. Whatever you say about the home appliances, save the time and energy. Everybody is into that to make the market that save the time and energy of this. So the thing is that, and that's why they are able to sell. But we have to ask that what we are doing by saving the time and energy. Is like more comforts. It's like we are having the washing machine, we are having many other gadgets. It's like we are having automobiles. Saving the time and energy for what? Sense enjoyment. This whole thing goes on that. Sense enjoyment. It's like you are having a time, more extra time, then you can watch TV. You are having more extra time, go for party. So everywhere we can see it out that, okay, the energy is there, save it. It's like conserve it. Bachana hai. Kya kya bachana hai? Log, it's like you can just go out and see that there are many. Jal hai to kal hai. Like the people say about save water. Save water for all. Then the save electricity. They are also aware that we have to save. That is, but the connection is missing. The connection of the saving, why has to be saved, that is missing. Save water. It's like the people says that save water. But you must be, it is like mesmerized by hearing the calculations of that, what the like the statistics has been mentioned here. It is near about 9 liters of water to take to make 1 liter of Coke. 9 liters of the water to make 1 liter of Coke. It's near about 30 liters of the bottle to make 1 soda. It's like that. It has been mentioned in the gallons. So everywhere, it's like the save water has been mentioned, but where? It's like the saving of the water, but it is more used for the sense gratification. It's not been wasted by an ordinary man, wasted by a luxurious person who would like to enjoy more, who would like to enjoy more. So that's the thing. And it's like the real problem is of exploiting the resources. The real problem is of exploiting the resources. There are the two people, those who are clearly would like to enjoy. There are the two considerations that is like those who would like to conserve the energy. It's like there is a sprint race, 100 meters, and there is a marathon. For the sprint race, there is highest record by the Carl Lewis by 9.14 seconds, 100 meters. Still it is there, like the record is still there. So it has been compared as immediate sense, means like the goal is to achieve some medal. So the immediate thing is that the people would like to just run. They just would like to exploit the resources and they would like to enjoy. So it is like a sprint race. It is like 100 meters. Bhago, jor se bhago, mujhe wo prapta karna hai. It is like would like to achieve something. So for them, the Lord says that, okay, then you have to just Ishavasya principle you have to follow. Then you have to follow the principle like the yoga principle, yukta hara vihara se yukta chesta se karma su yukta sapna apodha. It's like you have to do a yukta, not too much, not too less. So for that, the Lord is mentioning for this people. Yukta hara viharas. For everyone it is there, but it is a basic one. It is a basic principle. Ishavasya principle is a basic principle. We have to follow that. Then it is advancing. It's like Ishopanishad, in the first principle is Ishavasya. Then only we can just talk about the last one. And then the people, those who are doing the yogic meditations, they know that every prana, every shwas has been counted. Hamara ek har ek shwas uchhwas itna count hota hai. It's like these people know that your count of the breaths is your lifespan. So we have to just know that, okay, ek shwas aur uchhwas aa raha hai, then my one moment is gone. So that's why they are just doing the abhyas, they are doing just, they would like to prolong their life. It's like if the car Lewis with the same speed of 9.14 seconds, he would like to run for a marathon for 40 kilometers. It is useful? No. So he will be tired more. But for that, to run marathon, he has to just conserve, just knows that actually I have to just save my every energy. Then I can run for the 40 kilometers. So these people, those who are doing the yoga, they know that some extent that I have to reserve my shwas uchhwas. So that's why they are doing a long breathing. They are doing the pranayams. They are doing so many things, ashtanga yogas. But still it is, and then for them the Lord is saying in 6.1, the shloka is there in this translation, the Lord is saying that, so whatever you are doing, okay, then but you have to apply a principle of renunciation. For the first people, those who are immediate enjoys, for them it is yuktahara. It's like they are too much in abundance of doing that. For the second people, those who are doing, they know that every breath will be counted. For them, they renounced. Some extent the renunciation has to come, that you are doing not for your enjoyment. You should not do it for your enjoyment. And the third one is, the Lord is saying that for the devotees, it is like that you have to know that every thing that you have to do, the activity, you don't worry about conserving your resources or energy about it, but utilizing or dowtailing it for me. The devotees should not say that I should do just, okay, how should I live long? No. It is that whatever you are there, whatever the lifespan you have to live, you have to use it for my service. Whatever you do, patram pushpam phalam toyam, then mam anuspara yu yuddha cha, there are so many shlokas that the Lord is mentioning about that. Do it for me. Do it for my pleasure. Utilize for me. So it is like that. The thing is, the conservation of the energy is there, but the purpose has to be known. The purpose has to be known. The time tricks for everyone. The time is like that. The time is tricking for everyone. It's like a Chandavega, is a, here it is mentioned 360 plus 360 soldiers are there. 720 soldiers are there. One day, one in a day and one in a night. One day the male soldier in the day, and the night the female soldier is coming. And who are there with us? It's like that Arjuna also does the sainya parikshan, and Duryodhana also does the sainya parikshan. Duryodhana first of all says that who are there in their party, and then he mentioned out the names and who are the maharathis and all, then who are there in my party. So we have to also see that who are there in our party. If the people are saying that it was like 720 the soldiers are there here, where how many are there? As per this, only 5. What is the chance to win 720 versus 5? There is no chance. సో హిస్ మీన్ మెన్షన్ ఇన్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఆయుర్హరి వైపుంస ఉద్దీనస్థం చేయన్న సో తస్యర్థ యత్ క్షణో నీత ఉత్తమ శ్లోక వార్తీయ బోత్ బై ద బై రైజింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్ అండ్ సెట్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్ అవర్ డేస్ లా అండ్ హూ ఆర్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ద టైమ్ ఈస్ ట్రికింగ్ హౌ టైమ్ ఆల్వేస్ సేస్ దాట్ ఓకే దెర్ ఆర్ సో మచ్ టైమ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఫర్ యూ దెర్ ఇస్ సో మచ్ టైమ్ ఈస్ దేర్ లైఫ్ స్పాన్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఫర్ యూ లైఫ్ స్పాన్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ ద టైమ్ comes in a very minute with in a day very minute soldiers are also coming with the truti lava vedha then there are many akshana then this is like that then the shanardhas these are all the soldiers every moment truti is the last one as per the bhagavatam it is mentioned truti is the last one the truti one truti means 8 divided by 13,500 seconds. This is like that. Then this is like every truti where actually every is like the soldier is attacking. How the soldier is attacking, the people say that it was like in our childhood days, whenever we used to play, that time my mother father used to say that it's like time is very precious. But they were not knowing what exactly the time is precious. Means what their expectation was that I should study. Don't waste your time. It's like there is one Marathi Subhashita also, Ghatka Geli, Palehi Geli. It's like that it is mentioned that every time you are losing, every moment you are losing, you are loser. You are becoming a loser. Don't waste your time. So the time is ticking always, and how the time is ticking, how it is like we can just say it out that we which are the five soldiers from our side. This is like pancha prana, sir. It has been mentioned like the previous shloka, it is the pancha prana, the snake with the five hoods. It is there, it is like our best friend, the prana, and on that prana we are just saying that I can do something. But every moment the prana is or the pancha prana, either of the prana, we are diminishing. How many, like everybody here, like the health department must be knowing, like the brahmacharis, every day somebody is having something disturbances. Something is there. It's like either the pranavayu is disturbed, panavayu is disturbed. What is the pranavayu? Pranavayu is whenever we are inhaling, it's like the upper portion of this body, which is making good, or which is clearly making us fit, that is called as a pranavayu. Apanavayu means the lower part of the body. It is like the excretion and all this works is been managed by the apanavayu. Udanavayu or samanavayu is for the digestive system. Then udanavayu, it is for the muscles to grow and maintain it out. And what is it? Vyana is for the whole the sensory systems. 72,000 nadis are there in the body to maintain that. If one nadi has been disturbed, then we are totally disturbed. I can just see it, or one of my friend is having the disturbance of the nadi, sensory portion, that is not working. So the lower part of the body is not working. So that is how it is, and then it is affecting whole thing, whole system, our whole focus goes on there. So every day, every moment, something is happening in a body by the time. Time destroys everyone. So the nadis, all the vayus, then all the chakras are been disturbed by. And still we say that there is enough time. And then what is that? It's like how we can see it towards a time. How we can see towards a time. We always say that we have to see towards a time. It is like a destroyer. Krishna says that kalos me. Like, but for a mundane person, materialistic person, that it is a destroyer. Okay, all right. But for a devotee, he has to see it out that it is either not on that perfection level, that time is Krishna, that is the like the perfection stage. But for this, for a practitioner, the time is what द टाइम इज द एग्जामिनेशन वेयर टू चेक अवर प्रोग्रेस, टू चेक अवर प्रोग्रेस दैट हाउ मच प्रोग्रेस वी हैव डन इट. द डेथ इज लाइक दैट, चेक अवर प्रोग्रेस. वेन एवर समबडी सेज दैट द एग्जामिनेशन आर देयर, इट्स लाइक एट दिस एज वेन एवर समबडी सेज दैट टुमारो द एग्जामिनेशन इज, सो वी हैव टू चेक अवर वॉट आई हैव स्टडीड, इज इट लाइक दैट. And then this time is always a person. This is like, then it is not fearful. We should not be fearful of the time, but we should. So like the time is making us to understand that this is like I am going out of your hand. I am going out of you. Then what you have to do? So like the death can come at any time. Is it like Krishnananda always says that International Society for Death Consciousness, we should always conscious about death kabhi bhi aa sakte. His whole majority of the classes he talks about death, and we always say that why he is talking about death, but it is important because that consciousness will make us understand, okay, death is going to come. How much I am prepared, what I have to do, what has to be done. So what has to be done, that question will arise in our mind. So time, our perspective to see the time is that this time is good for us, or death is an examination for us. We have to prepare more and more. One day, as is it like the person who is next to you, like the common analogy is that if the cobra is there in front of you, will you enjoy? Or the person who is having this hammer in hand and he is crazy one, he can bang on your head at any time, that time you will see that, okay, I can enjoy many things. Only the foolish people can think about that. It's like, that's the thing. It's like there is one person who is going in a forest, and then that person saw a tigress, and by seeing the tigress also saw him, and then he starts running, where to run, here and there. Then he just thought that tigress cannot climb the tree, I can. So he just climbed the tree, and then the tigress is there wide mouth open and just thinking that when he will come down or when he will be fall back. And on the same tree he just thought that now it is escape, narrow escape it is, I feel. Then on the same tree there is a python, and python also saw this is the person is there, the man eating python, we can just say it out, with the mouth open, and he said, no, upar python, niche tigress, what to do? And in that state, something drops on his mouth, very tasty. The honeycomb is there, the honey is dropping into his mouth, and he feels that, oh, really enjoyment. So the same enjoyment fascinates us in this world. We are there as like a Trivida Tap is there as compared to the tigress, and python is there as compared to the death. Anytime it is there, and we seek some happiness, some drop of happiness here and there, and we feel that it is like that. Oh, that really the world is full of happiness. How are you? I'm very happy. I'm very fine. Always we say that I'm fine. Where this drop of the honey is just coming, but you don't know the tigress will eat you, or the python will just gulp you. So that is the our precarious condition. Then how we have to just, this is like more advanced. Then is it like the person who is becoming more advanced, some extent in a materialistic way, okay, there's that they are knowing that the death will come anytime. The death will come anytime. We also know that, but we have, like Srila Prabhupada says, that we have not realized the death. What is death? We have not realized. We experienced it last past lives, but we have not realized right now. So we also quote, I am also quoting right now, but I have not realized. I'm also quoting. But the thing is that we have not realized it yet. It's like we say that Jeevana Anitya Jana. Like the whenever we say that I am not this body, I am the soul, but the realization has not come. We are just speaking whatever we are understanding that. But the realization is far away. So it is the same thing. Shikari aayega, dana dalega, jaal bichhayega, fasnaye. The same thing. Death aane wala hai. Kab aane wala? Aane wala hai. Ek din sabko aane wala. Ye gaye, wo gaye, main bhi jaane wala. The same thing is not realized. And then the death comes. So somebody who is a fortunate, then that person, how one can escape from death? How one can escape from death? Only the fortunate people can escape from death, really escape from death. How? In his life, when he gets a spiritual master, when he gets the organization like this, when he gets Parivrajakacharya like Srila Prabhupada in his life, by his Bhakti Vedanta purpose, that's only. Then the acharyas and the gurus and many other senior Vaishnavas says that. Then that, what is that? Jeevana anitya jana hesar tahe nana vidha vipada bhar. Namashreya kari jatene tumhi thakah apana kaje. Don't do any other thing. Focus on the holy name. Focus on the holy name, then only you can just focus on that. It is like the meter is there. Always the people, there is one Subhashit in a Sanskrit. It has been mentioned that everyone's focus is to how to enjoy, and majority, 99.99% of the people are saying that you can enjoy with the money. One Subhashitkar says that it's like a dholak. We cannot say the mrudanga, but the dholak. This the wording of the Subhashit is that dumtumhi tu mukharam anahatam tan api dhanam dhanam. It has been mentioned that dholak, whenever it is achetana, it is achetana. Dholak is achetana. Whenever you play, you just play on it. What the sound it makes? Dhanam 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 dhanam. Then the Subhashitkar says that achetan vastu, it is like achetan thing in this world is talking about a dhana dhanam. The chetan person, what he will be talking? Dhanam dhanam dhanam. There is one advertisement recently, like there was one meter of the taxi was been shown, and they says that daulat ka meter chalu, dhan dhana dham dhan. As one mentioned, it's like that. Everybody is there. The meter is there. It is a very symbolic, and it has been mentioned dhan, dhan, dhana, dhan, dhan. It is very attractive. The people like, oh, I can also become. But when one comes to the platform up, there is one nice pankti of the Jagannath Ashtakam. Naveyache rajam nacha kanaka manikyam vibhavam nayache ham ramya sakala janakamyam varavadhum sada kale kale pramatha pati nagita charito jagannath swami nayana pathagami bhavatu me. The sense gratification, I don't want it. Naveyache rajam nacha kanaka manikyam. I don't want this one. When a spiritual master comes in a person's life, there is nobody in this world without a spiritual master can speak about this. There is I don't know, but it is 100% sure. I have not realized, I have not understood, but 100% sure that unless and until a proper, genuine, authentic spiritual master comes in a person's life, he will not able to speak these lines. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadish kamayam. Nobody can speak it. Everybody will be speaking about the dhanam, janam, sundari.
You can just experience it. We have experienced it. No, don't have to experience it. We have already experienced it. We can just remember our past friends, what the topics they were having. But in here in spiritual realm, we are talking about what? How it change happened because of spiritual master. And then the faith develops. Then the faith develops. Then the when we develop a faith, that time only the Krishna takes us seriously. There is it's like the pankti, it's like gopis are speaking about. Even the Kunti also spoke about the same thing. It has been mentioned in one of the purport. Rupa says that Kunti's devotion was far greater than the Devaki's. He mentions like that. Kunti's devotion, I was also surprised by this hearing. Kunti's devotion was far greater than Devaki. Because of what? Why? Because in her early life, she lost her husband. So many miseries she experienced it. And for her, Krishna protected the Pandavas. It has been mentioned like that. For her, it's like Kunti was the reason, main reason to protect the Pandavas. Arjuna was also there. Arjuna was also was also a devotee. But for a Kunti, everything has happened. And she says that Vishan Mahagne Purushat Darshanat Ashasabhayat Vanvasa Krishnat Mrudhe Mrudhe Nek Maharasasato Dronam Satyatashat Harir Virakshitam. Prabhupada says that Vishan Mahagne is like, and then the gopis also says about that. Vishajalapaya Vyalarakshasat Varshamaruta Vedyutanala. It says that Vishajalapaya, when the Kaliya was there in a Yamuna, he was having the wish. Even the birds who were flying over, they were dead by the smell of that wish. And who protected us? Krishna, you. And how to escape from the fear of death? When we hear this Kaliya Daman Leela at the end, Rupa writes down. Those who hear about this Kaliya Daman Leela, they will not be fearful of the serpent of death. They will not be fearful of serpent of death. What is that? Just by hearing only. Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Jagannath Balya Subhadra Maya ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Just by hearing this only, you will not be fearful of death. Krishna protects. And here one purport I would like to read it for you. Very interesting. Same one like this. But 2 point is like Ayur Harithi Vaipumsa. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions about that. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and His name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage and personality are all identical with Him. Once a person comes into the contact with any of the above mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door for perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita 2.40, Nihabhikran Vashosi, that the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activity is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of mental fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear by the pure devotees of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realizations of the transcendental message implies total realization. Just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts, this realization for a moment in the association of a pure devotees like Shukadev Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus, it's very important now, and thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotees of his duration of life. In as much as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord to purify his senses. So it is up to us, like how much we are busy. Is like ye yatha mam prapadyante, the same principle applies here. How much the person is busy, that much the protection is there, and the sun will fail to rob our duration of life. Krishna protects the, at the time of death, Krishna protects during our lifespan also. I would like to end up with one story. There is a Vyasadeva's disciple Vaishampayan also has written some Mahabharat commentary. So there it is, there is one Babruvahan. So Babruvahan was the son of Arjuna only during the exile. That time one his mother name, I forgot something. She was Chitrangada. Chitrangada was the mother of Babruvahan. And it happened that when the Rajasuya Yajna, Arjuna was not knowing about the Babruvahan. He is a son of me. When the Ashwamedh Yajna happened, out of curiosity, the Babruvahan, same like the Mayurdhavaj and Tamradhavaj, is like Krishna protects. This story is like that, how Krishna protects. Krishna is protecting. For many incidences in the Mahabharata, Krishna protected Arjuna. Even though it is like the time of Karna, when Karna is putting, after the Shakti weapon goes off, like the last weapon he is using on the Arjuna, it was Shakti weapon. And he was knowing that now it will be dead. The first Shakti weapon, which was been used on the Ghatotkacha, and the last one is like it was exchanged with the Indra. Indra asked that, you please give me your Shakti weapon, and Karna gave that. But in a return, Karna asked another Shakti weapon, and he was trying to use it on Arjuna. And Arjuna was not knowing what sort of weapon it is, and one serpent was also accompanying with that weapon. There was one history like that. Arjuna killed his father, so he would like to take a revenge of the Arjuna. And Karna was not knowing that the snake is also sitting on that. It was a combined effect. Krishna was knowing. It's a combined effect. So when Karna released that weapon, Arjuna was not knowing what to use it now. He was just thinking this weapon, that weapon. But it was so much lightning was happening. And Krishna understood Arjuna's precarious condition. Krishna immediately with his toe pressed the chariot. So the weapon went through upside and the chariot was down. And Karna just shook his head. How it happened that? The Shalya says that, come on, you must be knowing who is there in next party. He is not using the weapon, but he is using the tricks. It is because of Krishna. So the Krishna always were protecting. There is Babruvahan. Babruvahan was the son of Arjuna, and Arjuna was not knowing. And it happened with the Rajasuya Yajna, the horse also went. Ashwamedha Yajna, the horse were going out. And those who were holding the horse in their kingdom, as if it was like that, they have to fight with the Yudhishthira Maharaj army. So the Babruvahan, out of curiosity, there was some the other commentator says that he would like to see the Arjuna, he would like to see the strength of Arjuna, but there is so many things are there. So the Babaruvahan just stopped it, and Arjuna came there, and Arjuna asked his identity, who are you? Babaruvahan says that I am the son of that great Arjuna. Arjuna says that you cannot be. I am Arjuna, you cannot be the son of the Arjuna because you just hold this Ashwa. My son will not hold this Ashwa for any reason. He will be surrendering to the Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, but in that whole discussion, whole arguments, Arjuna used a word that your mother must be unchaste. And Babaruvahan was about to say that I will be giving this horse back. I accept the sovereignty of the Yudhishthira Maharaj. But when he heard this, that my mother is unchaste, then he says that whoever, you are my father, okay, but I will fight with you. I will fight with you. That is a Vaishampayan's Mahabharata thing. And then the Babaruvahan fights with the Arjuna and he kills Arjuna. He kills Arjuna. And then afterwards he laments that, oh, I killed. And then the Krishna comes there and says that Ulupi is a Naga Kanya. Like the another wife of Arjuna. She is having one diamond and she has given you one diamond. So use that diamond right now. So with the help of Krishna only, Arjuna got revived back. Everywhere, every places, the Krishna is protecting Arjuna. This is like the principle is here. And thus the son fails to rob the pure devotees of his duration of life, in as much as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his senses. So this is a principle. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.